Cuomo made a rare campaign-style appearance in Buffalo with running mate Kathy Hochul just after winning the Democratic primary with 60% of the vote. He quickly shifted his focus to the general election, and he portrayed his Republican opponent Rob Astorino as a hyper-conservative, out of touch with New Yorkers.
The ideology we're facing is a what I call an ultra-conservative ideology. And that is not in the best interest of the state. It's repugnant to the values of this state. It's repugnant to what the people in this state believe. Maybe you can sell it in Washington. Maybe you can sell it in other parts of this country, but you can't sell it here.
Cuomo lost nearly 40% of the Democratic primary vote to other candidates, with challenger Zephyr Teachout winning over one-third of the ballots cast and multiple upstate counties. The governor portrays the dissenters as disgruntled state workers and members of the anti-fracking movement. It was a low turnout event, with 10% of those eligible voting. Cuomo says that's because his supporters weren't interested in bothering to vote.
They said they didn't want to waste their time. I can't tell you how many people I met, and I would check in. They say, I love you. Are you going to vote for me? They say, I'm not going to go to the polls.
But GOP challenger Astorino says the discontent is deeper than that, and he's hoping to tap into it. He says Cuomo was rebuked by his own party, and he's welcoming Teachout supporters to his campaign.
If they thought the economy was going well, if Cuomo was honest, then they would have voted for him, but they didn't. Because they're sick and tired of what's happening in Albany. The corruption is rampant. It's led by Andrew Cuomo, who's being investigated by federal prosecutors. They're just upset, as upset as the rest of the voters in this state. And that's why I'm asking them to join our cause to clean up this state. It's one of the main things Zephyr Teachout ran on, and she was right.
Cuomo's office is being probed by the U.S. attorney for possible interference in a state corruption investigation. Astorino says he has twice won election to the Westchester County executive seat in a Democratic-dominated county, so Democratic voters have joined him before. And he dismisses Cuomo's charges of ultra-conservatism.
He's going to try to play the boogeyman.
Astorino has a steep uphill climb in the weeks ahead. He's been running 30 points behind Cuomo in the polls and has been outspent by the governor's massive $35 million campaign war chest. Astorino does plan to spend at least $1 million of his $2.4 million on campaign ads in the coming weeks. And he's pushing for multiple one-on-one debates with the incumbent governor.
I'm ready. Anytime he's ready, I'd love to talk about my record of cutting taxes in Westchester. Working for the environment in Westchester, putting people back to work.
Cuomo did not debate his primary opponents, but he says he does plan to debate now.
I believe we will have debates. The campaigns have to work them out, but I believe we'll have debates.
Cuomo has not said whether he would agree to allow third-party candidates to join in. Astorino doesn't want them. In 2010, the governor appeared in one debate with his GOP opponent and several minor party candidates. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.